Welcome to the Lawn Care Frank Podcast, where we help lawn care professionals like yourself start and grow their business by tackling obstacles such as finding customers, hiring talented people, spreading brand awareness, and much, much more. Now your host, Lawn Care Frank.
What's going on, lawn care pros? So today I'm here with Bobby Hill, and he is a general manager with a lawn care company here in the Northeast Tarrant County, Texas area. So if you guys are not familiar with that, that's going to be what we call kind of DFW. So today I want to kind of talk to Bobby a little bit about his experience in the lawn care industry, and even more specifically, what's going on during the November month. That's where we are today. And I think we're in mid-November, right? So we want to kind of talk to him about and see, you know, what he's experienced, what's kind of different this year compared to the previous years, and just kind of general talk about lawn care. So first of all, hey, welcome to the show, Bobby. If you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we can dive in with some questions and really dig in from there. So,
okay. Well, thanks for having me on the show. First of all, I really appreciate it. You know, I've been in the lawn care industry for the last 2 years, working for a company. We do weed control and fertilization here in the Tarrant County, North Texas area. Before that, I did own my own mowing company, and we did lawn mowing, lawn maintenance, things like that. But for the last 2 years, I've been overseeing and managing a weed control and fertilization company here. And, you know, this year's just been a little bit different compared to some of the years in the past. We're seeing some different things happening out there in the lawns right now than we have in the past. First of all, it's mid-November. Today, it's 75, 80 degrees. And a lot of the lawns last year were dormant or going dormant at this time. And right now, they're kind of still staying green and having a lot of growth and activity. So back when I was mowing, this would be a great time because I'd be really excited about getting some extra mowings in right now with the lawns still growing and kind of still being overall pretty green.
Yeah, for sure. So that's interesting you said that. I just had a conversation with a landscaping company. I think it was yesterday or day before, and they do a lot of the mowing aspect. So, you know, you're bringing in some of that experience from the lawn care, you know, the fertilization weed control aspect of the business. And what was interesting when I was talking to this individual, and I think they run about 350, close maybe to 400 lawn care accounts on a weekly basis, where they're servicing and doing the mowing and the maintenance side of it. They don't really do the fertilization side of it. But what he's experiencing this year with kind of the warmer weather is that, you know, the leaves aren't falling. And I don't know, does that really affect anything with, you know, the fertilization weed control side? And you can kind of talk about that here in a little bit. But going a little bit further into the story here, when I was talking to him, you know, a lot of his revenue stream has kind of dried up. Well, not dried up, it slowed down a little bit because, you know, when you're doing lawn maintenance and you're relying on that recurring revenue, one of the things that happens when, you know, the grass does go dormant or in his case, the leaves aren't falling, the customers start, you know, wanting to push the services, you know. Yeah, I understand, you know, you guys were coming out every week, but hey, you know, my grass is starting to slow down and I'm not really seeing the leaves fall. So can you guys come every 2 weeks? And that's one of the things that he's experiencing. And, you know, you can maybe elaborate a little bit on the fertilization weed control side, or even just tell us, is that something you're kind of seeing as well?
Yes, I am seeing that. You know, last year, by this time, believe it or not, almost all the leaves were down by the end of November last year. It's really kind of been back and forth the last few years. I know the year before, you know, it was kind of later in December, and even in January, we were doing a lot of, when I had my own company, we were doing a lot of cleanups, even late into the year. Whereas this year, the leaves are just barely dropping. So there's just a few here and there, not near, you know, like I said, last year, they were almost all down by December 1st. So there was a lot of activity on the lawns. It really made it difficult for us because if we go to a lawn and it's covered in leaves, we weren't able to do those services. We weren't able to always apply the application. So we had to coordinate with the customer. Hey, you need to get somebody to come out and do the leaves so we can come back and do this application because it's the right time for us, but the lawn's not ready for us. Whereas this year, I've yet to have one time where I've gone to a lawn that I haven't been able to take care of it or have our team take care of it because of having too many leaves on the ground. We're seeing a lot of bit of mass activity as far as acorns and stuff like that, but not as much as it's been in years past. But still, there's a little bit of that in the lawns. And you know, customers are asking, hey, do I really need to keep mowing? You know, is it time to stop? And I keep telling them, you know, with the lawns, you know, still having growth and activity, you got to keep that mowing going on. And, you know, it'll help to keep the little bit of leaves that are dropping down cleaned up as well.
I got you. Okay. So it sounds like from your experience, it's maybe helping out a little bit because, I know at this time of year, you guys are probably doing a pre-emergent. So when you do that pre-emergent spray, it's better that there aren't any leaves on the, lawn because that way you can get, you know, good coverage. So it Absolutely. Sounds like, yeah. So it sounds like maybe that's kind of a beneficial thing on a timing basis. And it's interesting you said that as far as, you know, the difference between this year and last year, you know, when I was talking to that other lawn care company, he was telling me, yeah, like end of September, you know, beginning of October, they were just inundated with, you know, leaf cleanups. And as you were saying earlier that, you know, things happen a little bit earlier. And, you know, the reason I was having that conversation is from a marketing standpoint and trying to figure out how we, you know, how that's going to affect their bottom line. You know, he's definitely seen a drop here in November, but rest assured those leaves are going to fall. And, you know, we've got, you know, Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas and the holidays. And one of the things I wanted to assure him is that, you know, there's other opportunities out there as far as, you know, getting other things taken care of, as far as bringing in the revenue. Because as you probably well know, and you could probably attest to this whenever you were doing your lawn care company, that during the holidays, the customer really wants everything to look great, you know, because, you know, they're having family over or whatever that might be, or, you know, they're really busy doing other things, other activities. So they're really relying on services such as, you know, the person doing the landscaping, lawn care, or Christmas tree lights or that kind of thing. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that. Is that something that you experienced whenever you were doing a lawn care side of the business as far as maintenance? Did you, you know, how did you handle some of the ups and downs when it came to, you know, the seasonality of us being in the lawn care business?
Yeah, Frank, you're right 100% on with, you know, when it comes to the week of Thanksgiving, you know, 10 to 14 days out from Christmas, everybody wants their lawn, you know, spruced up, you know, all the leaves blown out of the beds. They want any, you know, some of them want some mulch if there hasn't been mulch put down, but they definitely want their lawns to look crisp that week before everybody comes to their house and takes a look at it. Or, you know, especially if you have a lot of Christmas decorations in the lawn, you want to keep all the leaves and debris out of the way. And I think this year is actually going to end up being probably a better year in the lawn industry for maintenance due to the fact that the leaves are falling slowly. You know, in the past, like I said, last year, they all dropped like that. You just walked outside and it's like they all fell out of the tree in one night. And then they got them cleaned up and it was kind of over. There wasn't a lot of ongoing cleanup. I think, you know, for me, I prefer when I was running my business, I wanted to come out every week or every 2 weeks to keep the leaves up and to maintain it and make it look crisp and clean all year round versus all of a sudden all the leaves are down and then you've got a huge bulk cleanup. And of course, now when you do a big bulk cleanup, you do make, you know, very good money for that time that you're there, but it's a one-time, you know, incremental income that you get versus if you can come every week or every 2 weeks and keep the leaves off the lawn and keep the beds cleaned out and blown out and get everything off the lawn. I think that this year is going to be better overall. It might be a little bit slower right now. Once again, people aren't getting ready. You know, there's no holidays yet. Once you get another weekend and November starts getting here, Thanksgiving's almost here, people are going to want those things tidied up. And you really got to balance. And hopefully, if you know your customers really well, you know those customers that are take a lot of pride, that want the lawn to look pristine and perfect and want that. Of course, not all of your customers are going to want you to come out, but the ones that you know, you reach out to them, make sure that they're ready, and you go out there and pick up that extra money.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that the money is still going to be there. You know, we don't have to worry about the money going away. It's just going to get distributed over, you know, a few months. And maybe that's helpful, right? Maybe, especially if, you know, you're not really good at managing your money, which I hope everybody is. But, you know, for those that aren't, maybe that's going to distribute that, you know, the income coming in through, you know, 4 months instead of happening within a month or two. So that's definitely a positive. But one of the things that I want to encourage, and I keep going back to my roots of really trying to help people market themselves, right? And do, you know, provide the highest quality service. But, you know, what good is that if you're not getting in front of the customer? And one of the things that I want to go back to and encourage people to do is, you know, make sure you have an email list, right? And that's one of the things that I talked with my friend that, you know, is running 350, 400 accounts. You know, when he's having those slow moments and, you know, comparative to last year, you know, I go back to, you know, are you marketing to your, you know, current customers? Are you looking at your email list, you know, and are you looking at, you know, providing some of those services and reminding your customers, hey, the holidays are coming up. The holidays are almost here and I'm here to help you, right? Because I know you're busy, and what better time to, you know, let's put down some new fresh mulch. They're not thinking about that, right? But if you put that in their mind and, you know, you remind them that, hey, you're here to beautify their property, and all they need to worry about is, you know, cooking a perfect Thanksgiving dinner, right? Cooking a beautiful Christmas dinner and worrying about the gifts and the children and doing the things that they love to do. And let me take care of, as a lawn care company, let me take care of those things that, you know, you're not, you know, wanting to do, or you're not even thinking about doing. So we need to keep reminding our customers and letting them know that, hey, we're here for you. And one of the great ways to do that is going back to your existing customers. And what better way to do that than, you know, doing an email campaign, doing, you know, a postcard that says, hey, thank you, you know, for your service. Thank you for allowing me to service your property this year, right? And by the way, happy Thanksgiving, right? Just another touch, right?
Absolutely.
On top of, you know, doing the email campaign and saying, hey, you know, let's do some mulch. This is a great time to do it. Let's do a cleanup. This is a great time to do it. So going back to kind of, you know, one of the things that you're doing right now, you're on the fertilization weed control side of the business right now. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing out there from that aspect, as far as specifically, are you seeing like a lot of weeds, less weeds, same amount of weeds, or is it kind of the same year over year?
I would say, you know, this year it seems like we're having less weeds. Our program is working really, really well, and we're seeing really good results. Now, we are picking up a few lawns new, you know, each and every week. And those lawns, you can really tell that no one's been taking care of them. They're just covered in weeds. But we are seeing a lot of issues with watering, where, you know, customers have not reacted to, you know, what's going on in the weather, as far as it's gotten a lot cooler. We're getting some rain here and there, and, you know, people are still kind of overwatering for the temperatures of what's going on in the lawn. So we're having to do a lot of education with the customers and talking to them about, you know, cutting back their watering, make sure they're watering at the appropriate time, the frequency of how often they're watering, and those kind of issues.
Okay, great. And you mentioned the watering aspect of it, you know, and I think the reason you're doing that, you know, you talk about the watering. Why is that such a big deal when it comes to some of the grasses that we deal with here in the Northeast Tarrant County, you know, the Texas area, DFW, Texas area? What are some of the implications of, you know, overwatering, you know?
You'll see a lot of, if you're driving around here in the Metroplex and just out and about looking at lawns, you see these areas that are these real unsightly yellow, not green circles that are kind of in areas, kind of big areas of the lawn. And that's a fungus. We get a lot of brown patch activity in the lawns at this time of year when the weather's cooler like this. That fungus gets activated and starts, you know, doing some damage to the lawns. And a lot of times you'll notice that that's in the areas where there's a lot of water or standing water, or where the water's coming off the roof, or where, you know, if you water in your yard, there's a place that your water kind of runs down to. But in essence, it can be from, you know, overwatering or watering too frequently, and that just gives that fungus a chance to really kind of run rampant in the lawn.
Okay, great. And that's something you guys obviously educate your customers about, and I know that's predominantly, you know, when you're talking about the fungus and such in this area, you're talking more specifically like for St. Augustine and maybe Zoysia that, you know, suffers from the brown patch disease and those kind of things. So aside from some of that, are you seeing less weeds, more weeds? Is it kind of the same thing? You know, I know you guys specifically, you guys do a really good job, but like when you're looking at lawns that are not being serviced by you, your company or other companies, are you seeing generally more weeds now because of the fact that it's a little bit warmer out, or tell me a little bit about what you're seeing out there?
Yeah, actually we're seeing quite a bit of aster out in a lot of lawns, that is new. And then, you know, typically we don't see poa until, you know, really early in the next year. We're actually seeing a lot of poa out in the lawns right now. As you drive around, you can see it in lawns that are, you know, not being maintained or are on a program. But, you know, overall, I would say due to it not, it's being unseasonably warm, not overly hot, but still very warm to where things can grow and grow really well and grow quick. And then you take into consideration a lot of people are, you know, not mowing every week or kind of infrequently. Those weeds are having a chance to grow, develop, replicate, make more. And then the process just goes on and on and on and makes it to where it's difficult to rid the lawn of those weeds.
I got you. So that's actually probably beneficial for your type of business, right? The more weeds, the more potential for customers wanting your type of services. And so let's go back a little bit as far as, you know, we talked about, you know, when you were doing the maintenance side of the business, and I was talking about the other landscaper that was, you know, doing that's 350, 400 lawns. And people that are listening that are in kind of the same boat, what are some of the things that, you know, when you were doing your marketing aspect during this time of year, and we touched upon that a little bit, some of my recommendations, what are some of the things that you recommend that, you know, our listeners or our listeners should be, you know, implementing in order to get a little bit more business or maybe be proactive going into next year?
The email list is definitely the number one place to start. I mean, you get the most bang for your buck, the most return for your time. But every time you go, you know, your team's out at the lawns, just make sure that you're, you know, really letting them know to look at all the opportunities in the lawn, that you're training the crew leader to look for those opportunities of mulch, or, you know, do they need some flowers installed? Is there, you know, any plants that, you know, we had a really bad freeze here in Texas last, you know, early in the year. And believe it or not, there's still a lot of people who haven't taken the time to get all those dead shrubs out, or they were hoping they were going to come back. And, you know, some of them have come back a little bit, but there's still a lot of small growth and, you know, things that just don't look as good as they'd like. It's a great opportunity for those crew leaders to be looking for those opportunities on, you know, changing out some stuff, you know, making recommendations on some newer shrubs, removing things that need to be, that are dead, that aren't doing well, any pruning opportunities on shrubs, and some low level trees. We never did, you know, major trees. I think people who are in the tree industry need to take care of that, but some stuff that's, you know, real small trees with lower limbs that, you know, you can do without using a ladder or a chainsaw. You know, we do those kind of things as well, but just really focusing on training your crew leaders to look for those opportunities for sales while they're out in the field. That's a great way to increase revenue. And whenever it's busy, as an owner, I might not have, you know, been pushing that stuff as much, but when it's slower and you need to try to bring as much revenue as you can, that's when you got to really bring that stuff top of mind to your crew leaders. Like, hey, we need to drive sales. Let's be, you know, have that sales mentality when you're out in the field of where can we make more? Where can we get another visit? How can we do more for the customer to make their lawn look better?
You know, that's all really, really great advice. I appreciate that. So, just on a personal level, what you got some plans for the holidays? Are you ready to take some time off? Tell us a little bit about how you guys shut down, or, you know, whenever you were, in business for yourself in comparison to, you know, working right now as a manager, for a lawn care company. Are you, you got big plans for the holidays, or?
Oh yeah. Plan to get out, spend some time with the family, take a little time off around Christmas to the New Year's, shut the business down, give everybody a break from, the hustle and bustle and the fast pace. And because once New Year hits, it'll be time to hit those lawns again. We'll get into that, get ready for that spring rush and all the new customers that'll be coming on for us during the spring. But I like to do a lot of hunting. I'll get out and do a few hunts here in, great state of Texas and hunt for some whitetail deer. It's one of my favorite activities I do, in this time of year in Texas. It's great.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, before we wrap up, I got to ask you what the heck's going on with the Cowboys?
They're having a pretty good year this year. they're looking like they actually might live up to the hype. The defense looks good. Offense is doing great. I kind of like that everybody is, It seems like people outside of Dallas are kind of talking a lot about how good we are, but I don't really think that we're talking about it as much as we usually do in the past of, you know, kind of overselling ourselves. I think the guys are actually doing a good job of just letting their play speak for itself. And if they stumble, they pick themselves up and have a good week the next week. So they're not going to win every game from here on out, but they are doing really good and looking pretty hot.
Yeah, I can't tell you what's going on, but I sure welcome it. Hey, again, thank you for joining us today, Bobby, and we look forward to speaking with you again in a future episode. Happy holidays to you and everyone that's listening.
And you as well, my friend. I appreciate it. It was great being on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope this information was helpful. We'll catch you in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Lawn Care Frank podcast. Please subscribe and visit lawncarefrank.com for more helpful tips and information.